I am resolved to lose them in the wood tomorrow, which may very easily be done, for while they are busy in tying up the faggots, we may run away and leave them without their taking any notice.
Ah,
cried out his wife, and canst thou thyself have the heart to take thy children out along with thee on purpose to lose them? In vain did her husband represent to her their extreme poverty. She would not consent to it. She was indeed poor, but she was their mother. However, having considered what a grief it would be to her to see them perish with hunger, she at last consented and went to bed all in tears. Little Thumb heard every word that had been spoken, for observing as he lay in his bed that they were talking very busily, he had got up softly and hid himself under his father's stool, that he might hear what they said without being seen. He went to bed again, but did not sleep a wink all the rest of the night, thinking on what he ought to do. He got up early in the morning and went to the riverside, where he filled his pockets full of small white pebbles and then returned home. They all went abroad, but Little Thumb never told his brothers one syllable of what he knew. They went into a very thick forest, where they could not see one another at 10 paces distance. The faggot maker began to cut wood, and the children to gather up sticks to make faggots. Their father and mother, seeing them busy at their work, got from them by degrees, and then ran away from them all at once along a byway through the winding bushes. When the children saw they were left alone, they began to cry as loud as they could. Little Thumb let them cry on, knowing very well how to go home again. For as he came, he had taken care to drop all along the way the little white pebbles he had in his pockets. Then he said to them,
"Be not afraid, brothers. Father and mother have left us here, but I will lead you home again. Only follow me."
They did so, and he brought them home by the very same way they came into the forest. They dared not go in, but sat themselves down at the door, listening to what their father and mother were saying. The very moment the faggot maker and his wife were got home, the lord of the manor sent them 10 crowns, which...